Welcome back to Intertwined Minds, a podcast that is currently sitting in a frosty fucking vehicle just to bring you guys entertainment. We hope you enjoy it.
Feels like Mr. Freeze is up my ass and Batman is nowhere to be seen.
He's up your front.
Well, I only got one hole. Mr. Freeze is up my cock shoot.
No, I said Batman's up your front. Batarang.
Oh, good
Long
Lord.
Distance fronting.
He's going to catapult right to my crack.
No, he's going up your cock hole with a batarang. Sounding.
Why would he do that?
Echolocation.
That makes no sense. Mr. Freeze is in my ass.
Yeah, so Batman comes through, goes right through your cock hole, out the backside, kills Mr. Freeze and you at the same time. He doesn't give a fuck about you, dude. He's rich. Anyways.
Never trust a guy who played Patrick Bateman.
There was a lot more Batmans than him.
Yeah, but there was only one for me.
Yeah, because you're a fucking churlish.
No.
Well, yes.
Because I like controversy.
And churlishness.
You're a churlish.
You're insubordinate. And churlish. You can't up that. D-nice. I told you last week to come back to hear about the amalgamation of figures that is plaguing my everyday life. But I'm here for it and I'm living for it and I love all of them equally. That is quite true. And they, yes, it is. Yeah, it is. I love all my figures equally. I am an absolute hazard in certain stores. I would come out of there with way too much money spent. We walked in the other night. We were hanging out, and we walked in there, and I damn near came out with a $100 figure. Just one figure, $100. Damn near did it. Held myself back, thinking about going to get it tomorrow.
Just for the amount that they're selling for online.
Yeah, but that's not everywhere. That was just on Amazon.
You can still sell it on Amazon.
You can sell it on Amazon. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. That was the only listing there for that figure, too.
You sell it for like $60 less. Hey. What?
We both know that if I go and buy that figure, it ain't going on Amazon.
It's going on
my shelf.
You buy two.
Yes, just what I'll do. I already had to walk out on the purchase once. That's a hard justification if you're me.
Yeah, but you buy two, and then you sell one for that price, and then you get that one for free, plus a little bit of cash.
Yeah, what if it doesn't sell?
It will.
Eventually. Then you're fucked. Now you got two.
It'll sell eventually.
Well, anyways, yeah, I am an absolute hazard, but I'm going to continue to be that hazard. You know why? Because it makes me happy, so...
Yeah, fair enough.
That's all I can do. So welcome back to Intertwined Minds, or welcome if you're new. We hope we have some new people.
Yeah. Guten Tag.
Fuckers. I feel like you've said that once before. It just sounds like something you've said.
Probably.
Guten Tag, fuckers. Today we're going to be doing something a little interesting, I feel like. The captain's definitely never seen this before. So here's what I want to do. Remember I told you the other day my idea of playing the game where the objective isn't to get the right answer, but the objective is to make the other person laugh with your answer?
Yes.
So that's what I kind of want to do here. But I also kind of want to throw in a little thing that if you can get the right answer, extra point.
Oh, okay, cool.
So basically what we're going to be playing a little game called Mind Trap. Basically, we're going to pick cards. We'll roll the... I don't even know if we want to roll the dice. Maybe we'll play the short game and just say every laugh is a block.
Okay.
Maybe that's what we'll do. And if it seems like we need a little more time, we could just play the long game.
Okay? Sounds good.
So basically, we're going to pull a card. By the way, we'll pull from the back side and we'll put them in the front side so that way we don't get fucked up.
I see. Just because I looked at the one in the front?
Maybe, because you're greasy and I told you not to. And even though you asked me if you could, and I said no, you did it anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've never played this. Mister has the fucking home team advantage here. Owns the fucking game.
Played this. I've played this once, and it was like 10 years ago.
Okay.
So, I don't own this. My stepdad does. Anyway, this is old as fuck, I'm pretty positive, if you've noticed the artwork here.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. So anyway, it's called Mind Trap. Basically, it's just a question, you pull a card, you ask the person a question, they get the right answer. Usually, you're supposed to roll a dice, then you move that number of squares. First team or person to get to the end wins.
Yeah.
Way we're going to be playing it is, we're going to read the question.
Which is going to be hard.
Yeah, for you. Then the other person is going to give you a snap answer as fast as he can. You don't have a lot of time to think about it. And your goal is not to get the right answer at first. Your goal is to make the other person laugh with your answer. So let's say I pull a card that says, when was the Declaration of Independence signed?
somewhere in the past where they wore fucking weird wigs.
That wouldn't make me laugh. But I would have said, like, right up your mom's asshole around the cum.
That's not when it was signed.
I said where was the...
You said when.
Oh, either way.
Yeah! That wouldn't have made me laugh either.
I feel like it would have if it was where.
No.
I feel like if it was in the heat of battle, it would have been. You don't know. Anyway, this game's going to be real shitty if neither one of us laugh, so I hope we can come up with some funny stuff.
I'm bringing my A game.
You always bring your A game. It's always out.
Just like my Willy.
At the beach.
Yeah. Sometimes.
You fucking monster. Now everyone knows. I hope you're proud.
I'm not, but it happened.
So what we'll do is after that, depending on, or even if the person laughs, so the person laughs, you move a fucking square. If not, you don't. Then if right after that, if you can get the right answer on the card, you can move an extra one. Seems fair.
Yeah.
Like I said, we'll have to judge the time as we go. It's a pretty simple premise. You guys should pretty much understand it. If you don't really understand it, just keep listening. It'll make sense. It's just have a laugh. Enjoy yourselves. So basically, we're going to get right into it, and your team two, I'll let you go first.
Cool. Wait, does that mean I read first, or...?
Yeah, you read first, yep. So I'll be answering this. For the love of wrinkled fuck.
Jesus! You know what? This is what we're going to do.
No, we're not doing that. You pick it from over there.
I don't like this.
Just pick it from the middle anywhere. Who gives a fuck?
Fuck me.
This is not complicated.
You would think. So this is a question. Okay.
Yeah, it should be a Q and an A there. So that would probably tip you off.
When Sid Shady was working for a living as a bootlegger, his customers bought him the barley?
I was thinking bootlegger. Oh,
like, yeah, never mind. Okay. I gotcha. His customers bought him the barley.
Can I have the whole question again now? Because I have to forget the shit because I'm so flabbergasted at your reading abilities.
Shut it. When Sid Shady was working for a living as a bootlegger, his customers bought him the barley. And he would manufacture moonshine. Sid always took 1/10 of the whiskey as his payment. One day, Sam Slug received exactly 1 liter of whiskey. After Sid Shady had removed his fee, how much whiskey was produced from Sam's barley before the fee was removed?
Enough to get your mom's panties loose.
No, it wasn't. My mom don't drink, bitch.
You actually think I took a shot at you here.
No, I know, but no, it didn't make me laugh.
It was funny, though.
Didn't make me laugh.
But it was pretty funny.
Would you like to take a guess at the
answer? I don't know. I can't remember the question. I was still trying to think of something funny. Somebody got a liter.
How much whiskey was produced from Sam's barley before the fee was removed?
He took a 1/10?
Yes.
And he got a liter.
Yep.
How much is a liter? How much was produced? 1,100 milliliters.
There must have been 1 liter and 1/9 of a liter before.
Well,
Shady.
Isn't a liter 1,000 milliliters? I don't know. Pretty sure it is, which would make that 1,100 if it was one extra one coming out of it. That's the answer. That's right.
That's not what it says right here.
But that's right.
That's not what it says right here. I can't help it. And
but that's right, though.
I don't know what's 1/9 of a liter.
100 milliliters. That's why I said 1,100. If it's 10, you take away 1/9, you got 1/10. You got, if you take away 1/10 out of 10 out of 1,000, that's 100. So if that's 1,100, is it not? That's the correct answer.
I'll give it to you, but I'm not happy.
You're never happy about me getting points. All right. I'm taking a point. You fuck yourself.
I will. With the barley.
That doesn't surprise me for some odd reason.
When he was like, he was a bootlegger, I was like, okay, he burned CDs. He took barley as payment. I was like, this is a weird exchange.
Did you see how easy it was to get a card? Wow.
Fuck yourself.
Right in my shire hole.
No, not even that. Right in your Sauron's eye.
You ready?
Yeah.
Remember, it's got to be quick.
Yep.
When can you add 2 to 11 and get 1 as the correct answer?
Fucking never. I'm bad at math.
Classic.
Yeah, well, I tried. All right. Say that again?
Nope. You didn't read me the whole question again, you dirty bitch.
Fuck you. I've read the important stuff. When can you add 2 to 11? Okay, seriously, I didn't
get 1 as the correct answer.
Add 2 to 11 and get 1 as the correct answer. I would have to do this out in problem solving. I don't know.
You really don't have to do it in problem solving. You just got to think outside the box. When you add 2 hours to 11 o'clock, you get 1 o'clock.
That's not right math.
That is right math.
Those cocksuckers.
12?
1. Give me a fucking card.
You are a fucking card.
You ready?
Nope.
You throw away the outside and cook the inside, then you eat the outside and throw away the inside. What did you eat?
Green apple Fruit Loops.
No.
You laughed. There was a chuckle.
Oh, I looked at the confusion.
Skittles! Skittles! Skittles have different flavors! Can I get a laugh point on that? Come on.
I feel like you're stretching.
Yes. It doesn't have to make sense.
An ear of corn?
You didn't let me fucking... I'm taking that point too.
What the fuck do you mean?
I'm taking that point too. You fucked me.
Yeah, well, I'm pushing this card down. So now I just fucked you. Look at that. I see we cheat here.
Didn't fuck me that hard. All right. You ready? Ready? How far can a dog run into the woods?
Depends on how many legs he has.
Really does, though. So, all right. No chuckle. What's the answer?
Depends on how many legs he has.
That's the answer you're going to get?
Well, how far can he run into the woods?
Yep.
Like, right past the first tree, I guess, because then he's in the woods.
It's incorrect. What? This is I would have got this one. This one's easy.
What?
I've heard it a million times before. He can only run halfway in, because then if on the other side, he's running out.
I'm sorry I'm not 80 years old.
I'm not 80 years old either, you bitch. You're older than me.
We're the same age,
Cox. Oh, I don't know. It looks like I'm 3 squares ahead.
Yeah, that's because you took friggin'.
Yeah, it's because you just fucked points. Me hard.
Someone takes gimmick points. Okay, there is a certain club which is for men only. There are 600 men who belong to this club, and 5% of these men wear one earring.
Ooh, I see what kind of club we got.
Other than 95% of the membership, half wear 2 earrings and the other half wear none. How many earrings are being worn in this club?
You've already laughed because you know exactly where I'm going. I can't say that on the podcast, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. You already laughed. Too late. Second, my podcast answer is, depends on how many piercings they got in their cock. That's my podcast answer, but you know what my real answer is, and you've already laughed. I'm taking that point.
No. Yep. No. See, this is what
you
I mean.
You just laughed.
I didn't. I was laughing at me reading the question.
No, you laughed.
I didn't laugh at your answer.
You laughed at, you know exactly where I was going. Don't you fucking cock eater. I'll take that point too. What's the question?
Yeah, I read it.
I read it back to you, you dirty whore.
There's a certain club which is only for men.
Yeah.
There are 600 men who belong to this club.
Yeah.
And 5% of these men wear one earring.
Yeah.
The other 95% of the membership wear... Half of them wear 2 earrings and the other half wear none. How many earrings are being worn in the club?
600... Oh, fuck. I don't know. I'd have to do this on paper for sure. 412. Just because some of those 95 are wearing 2 earrings.
No.
Was it close?
So, 600.
Sounds pretty close. You didn't even give me the explanation on it? Well, fuck me. I thought I was giving you all my points.
Let's see.
All right, you gotta... Okay, you ready? Oh, boy.
Yep.
I'm gonna have to fucking stifle myself here. Ready? Yeah. Which one of the following words does not belong with the others and why? Father, aunt, sister, cousin, mother, uncle.
Depends on where you are and depends on what race you are. If you're in Alabama, whoa, there's a few of them.
That's what I was waiting for. It almost didn't make me laugh till you said that. Okay, do you want to go for the right answer? You can look at the words.
Okay.
Hold on, I got to give you your point for making me laugh.
Which of the following words does not belong with the others, and why?
This is not a 2023 game, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
I can tell that this is old. Your time limit's coming up.
It's...
I mean, you got a one out of fucking six chance to get just guessing it.
I'm trying to figure out the code.
There is no code.
It's cousin.
Yeah, why?
Because every other one is referring to a six.
Oh, yeah, that's the exact answer, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's the only one that doesn't... That's why I said it's not a 2023 game. Was that a good hint?
No, it was. No, it really wasn't.
Because father would suggest a man, aunt would suggest a woman, a sister would suggest a woman, mother would suggest a woman, and uncle would suggest a man. Cousin's the only one that's ambiguous.
Okay, this is... Can I say that?
No.
No.
Move along.
Move along, little doggy.
All you ever did was strong. Move along. Great. I don't think that's the right words, but... You know the vibe.
Yeah.
I forgot how fucked up these questions were.
A horse is tied to a 5-meter rope in front of an old saloon. Yeehaw. 6 meters behind the horse is a bale of hay. Without breaking his rope, the horse is able to eat the hay whenever he chooses. How is this possible?
I don't know. All I could say is I hope it wasn't your fucking horse, because I heard when they get you wanted dead or alive, they put the fucking horse down.
That is so rude.
Oh, God, you made me laugh. Oh, God. That's an inside joke. No one else gets that, why that's funny, but you do.
I get why it's
okay,
funny.
Okay, what was the question? As soon as I heard it, he said, yeehaw. Ooh. I know my answer.
A horse is tied to a five meter rope in front of an old saloon.
Okay.
6 meters behind the horse is a bale of hay. Without breaking his rope, the horse is able to eat the hay whenever he chooses. How is this possible?
It didn't say that the post was actually stuck in the ground. Maybe they tied it to a post and the post wasn't in the ground. He could just drag the post with him.
I'm kind of wanting to give it to you because that's the closest you're going to get, and it's pretty accurate for the thing.
What's the answer? I'll judge. I'll be fair.
The rope is not tied to anything else. It just says he's tied to a rope in front of an old saloon.
No, it says he's tied to a 5-meter... Because that's what I was going to say. They didn't tie him on, but he's tied to a 5-meter
rope.
Oh, I thought it said pole. Can I have that?
I'll give you that. All right. That's... Stupid fucking questions.
I thought it said post. I thought it said he was tied to a 5-meter post. I just thought the post wasn't in the ground or something. Poor fucking horse is dragging a goddamn pole around. Oh, fuck. I picked a long one. You ready?
Yep.
Suppose you have an open-topped box that is 5 centimeters by 5 centimeters by 5 centimeters, which means the capacity would be 125 cubic centimeters. Inside the box is a steel ball bearing that is 25 cubic centimeters in size. Next to the box is a 2-liter pail filled with mercury. How many cubic centimeters of mercury would you have to pour into the box to completely submerge the ball bearing?
Okay. I don't know, but this box seems like it's taking a fucking pounding. One might call it camping gear.
Yikes.
No
chuckles.
No chuckles? Okay. No. Alright, read me the question
again. So the box is 5x5x5, 125 cubic centimeters. Inside the box is a steel ball bearing that is 25 cubic centimeters in size.
Yeah.
Next to the box, there's a 2-liter pail filled with mercury. How many cubic centimeters of mercury would you have to pour into the box to completely submerge the ball bearing?
To completely submerge the ball bearing?
Mm-hmm.
125 minus 25. So you're left with 100. So, I would say about 45.
Incorrect.
What?
Incorrect. Mercury is so dense that steel floats in it. Mercury is so dense that the steel wouldn't get submerged. It would float. You could pour the whole 2 liters in there. It wouldn't.
I did not know that about mercury.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Mercury is very dense. Go for it. Read me one.
God damn it.
On a side note, ladies and gentlemen, allergies, springtime allergies, bullshit.
They're here.
Bullshit.
Or as I like to call it, fucking season where my shirt is nasty.
Oh, God.
In Hawaii, if you drop a steel ball weighing 5 pounds from a height of 45 inches, will it fall more rapidly through water at 20 degrees Fahrenheit or water at 40 degrees Fahrenheit? Or will it make no difference?
I don't know, but it's going to kill the wanalehi that's standing under it.
You got me with this. I was like, oh, Jesus. I'll give you a point for that.
Yeah, of course you're going to give me the point for that. You laughed. Don't you fucking read me that.
Sorry!
I'm gonna kick you in the tits. What's the question?
By the way, you're killing them.
I know.
Half of those are fucking gimmies, though.
No, they're not. This one you fucked me out of, and that one you did laugh.
In Hawaii, if you drop a steel ball weighing 5 pounds of 45 inches, will it fall more rapidly through the water at 20 degrees Fahrenheit or at 40 degrees Fahrenheit, or will it make no difference?
I don't fucking know. I don't think it'd make a difference. I don't know why it has to be in Hawaii.
40 degrees Fahrenheit. At 20 degrees Fahrenheit, the water would be frozen. Ice.
Fucking Fahrenheit. I didn't think about it. Fucking zero is like 36. Fuck! But it's a heavy ball. It would break through ice. I'm just saying.
Depends on how much ice.
It's a heavy ball. Dropped it from a pretty big height.
Why is there ice in Hawaii? That's a fucking question we should be asking.
The second you said it again, when you're like 20 degrees Fahrenheit, I was like, oh fuck, it's Fahrenheit. We live in Canada. No one gives a fuck about Fahrenheit. Every fucking time.
A long one?
Yes. Oh no. You ready?
Yeah.
Dutch Schwartz introduced Benny Hines. Oh, fuck. I'm really going to have to hold it in here. Okay, Dutch Schwartz introduced Benny Hines to his friend as his Uncle Ben. Benny Hines introduced Dutch Schwartz to his friend as Uncle Dutch. If you are uncles to each other, queried one of the friends, you must also be nephews to each other. That's correct, replied Dutch. Since there's been no breach of marriage law, how could such a relationship come to be?
You're probably a science teacher.
He got her young. God damn it! I knew it the second I saw it. I knew it the second I saw it, and I was ready for it. I was ready for it, but I couldn't hold it back. Oh, fuck. All right, you want a chance for the real answer?
Yeah.
Dutch Schwartz introduced Benny Hines to his friend as his Uncle Ben, and Benny Hines introduced Dutch Schwartz to his friend as Uncle Dutch. If you are uncles to each other, queried one of the friends, you must also be nephews to each other. Yes, that's correct, replied Dutch. Since there's been no breach of marriage law, how could such a relationship be? I got a feeling there's no fucking way you're getting this. The answer's almost as long as the fucking question.
I'm my own grandpa. You know what? I don't know.
Two men, A and B, marry each other's mother. We could fuck each other's moms. One son was born to each marriage. In this case, Dutch Schwartz and Benny Hines. Dutch's father is A and his half-brother is B. Also, Benny Hines' father is B and his half-brother is A. Therefore, Dutch and Benny are both uncle and nephew to each other.
Jesus.
Yeah. There was no fucking shot you were getting that unless you sat there and thought about it for ages. The fucking second I saw the name, I was like, I'm fucked.
You know what's a real mind trap? This fucking box.
It's just a trap for wrinkles. Get you every time.
I'm thinking that
you know, if you were underwater, you'd have the fucking best grip strength in town.
You know what? That's coincidentally, I do have good grip strength.
No shit. Your fingers wrinkle up underwater to give you better grip. You fucking, you're meant to be Aquaman.
I wouldn't go that far.
Aquaman.
Yeah, thank you.
Alrighty.
Alright, ready?
Thank you. Yep.
Duncan Dryvel thought it might be nice to join the army. So he went to the local library to find a book on volunteers. This is fucking old. While walking along the row of books, he's seen one with Volux written on its spine. How should the title of this book be pronounced?
Correctly, I fucking would hope. Is that the end of it?
Maybe I was supposed to... It's V-O-L-I-X.
Oh, you were supposed to read me the thing, not try to read the word. All right. Okay, do I have a chance to make you laugh or no? Is that over?
You can have a chance to make me laugh, but...
Yeah, okay. Walks down, tries to find a book on volunteers. I don't know. I don't know. I have nothing to make you laugh on this because I'm so messed up with this. Now, that book's title is Roman numerals and it's volume. So it's volume. I don't... What is it? What is the thing?
IX. I know. I realized that after I read it. I was like, fuck me.
Yeah, but the problem is, I can't remember what the Roman numeral IX is.
Five, eight?
No, V is five. IX? X is 10. Is it 11? Volume 11? I know what it is. I can't remember that Roman numeral, so I really can't take that point. Unless it's 11.
No.
What is it?
9.
That's 9? I thought X was 10. V is 5.
Oh, yeah, no. And you know the only way I can remember this?
You didn't remember it.
No, no,
you
no.
said 5, if you don't recall there.
I remember a clue of how... It would be IX. Sorry. Hercules. It sounds fucking weird. But
yeah, it is fucking weird. It doesn't sound fucking weird. It is fucking weird.
Yeah.
I feel like if there was half points, I'd take one, but there isn't, so I really can't. But I feel like I got the answer. The title of the book was supposed to be Volume Whatever. I just didn't know what the number was.
Yeah, I'll give you
no,
that.
No, I'm not taking that point. That's not fair. And I got fucked up because you fucked me on the pronunciation of the word there, and I couldn't think of anything funny. So I hope you're happy. ready?
Yeah.
Gulliver was traveling with a sack of lettuce, a fox, and a rabbit. While passing through the woods, they came to a small river that was too fast and too deep to cross on foot. Gulliver found a log that was just large enough to allow himself and the lettuce, or himself and one of the two animals. How big a fucking head of lettuce is this? Himself and one of the two animals to cross at a time. The problem was that if he took the lettuce across, the fox would eat the rabbit. If he took the fox across, the rabbit would eat the lettuce. Using just the log, how can Gulliver safely transport the rabbit, the fox, and the lettuce across the river?
Hit them both with the fucking log, throw them in the bag, boom, and then paddle across.
That wouldn't make me laugh, and you know that. That's so sad.
Sorry.
He just killed a fox and a rabbit.
Or the river.
I hope Gulliver drowns in that river if he does that.
Well, then.
Would you like to fucking take a stab?
Okay, yes. So.
So you can only take himself and the lettuce.
No, I gotcha, I gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So, first off, Gulliver has to take the bunny across.
Okay.
And he has to leave the lettuce with the fox.
Lettuce and the fox, he's taking the bunny over. Okay.
Yeah. So then he needs to go over, bring the bunny over. Drop off the bunny. Go back over. Oh, wait, hold on. Read this again?
Yes. Why don't I do that?
No. So can he...
He can take himself and one thing over. He can either take the lettuce, the bunny, or the fox, and himself, but he can't take the lettuce and the bunny, because he has to go to take it.
Oh, okay. No, I got it. Okay, so first, he goes over, he drops off the lettuce.
He leaves the lettuce, okay?
Yeah. Then he goes back over, grabs the fox, brings it over.
But then you just left the fox with the bunny.
Fuck. Okay.
It's too late. You're done.
No. Can I take one more stab?
One more.
Okay. He goes over, and he drops off the fox.
Blink! You just left the bunny with the lettuce. The lettuce got
fuck!
You.
Fuck! Maybe the fucking
literally
answer.
The two things you weren't supposed to do is what you went with. You started off right. You're supposed to take the rabbit across, okay?
Yeah.
So I don't even have to read this. I don't even have to read this to tell you. I know this. This is pretty simple. He lays the log down.
Yes.
He takes the bunny across, leaving the fox and the lettuce. The fox doesn't want the lettuce. The lettuce obviously doesn't want the fucking fox. It's lettuce.
Yes.
So he takes the bunny across.
Yeah.
He goes back, grabs the fox.
Yeah.
He goes back, grabs the fox, takes it across, picks up the bunny, takes the bunny back with him, picks up the lettuce, takes the lettuce over with the fox, then goes back and gets the bunny and takes the bunny over. Now he's got all three safely across. He never left the fox with the bunny. He never left the bunny with the lettuce. He has to take, when he brings the fox over, he's got to take the bunny back with him, then pick up the lettuce, take the lettuce across, then go back and get the bunny.
Fucking Jesus.
I guarantee that's it. First, Gulliver takes the rabbit across to side B, leaving the lettuce with the fox. Yep. Then he returns to the side, picks up the lettuce, and brings it to the side B. Next, he returns the rabbit. Okay, so it's the same shit. He just took the lettuce instead of the fucking fox, but whatever. Mm. Same shit. All right. No points for you on that one. Because you did a sad answer.
Sorry, there was nothing I could go with. What was I going to say? Hey, ain't that mine?
Yeah.
Greasy bastards!
I didn't look at the answer. Mr. Payload.
Mr. and Mrs. Payload were walking home from the shopping mall with their purchases. Mm-hmm. Fuck!
Hey, you just hold that.
Yeah. When Mr. Payload begins to complain that his load was too heavy, Mrs. Payload turned to her husband and said,
got down on her knees and said, I'll fix that right up for you.
Give me
the question.
I'll give you the point for that. I don't know what you're complaining about because you gave me one of your parcels. I would have twice as many as you if I gave you just one of mine. We would have equal loads. How many parcels were each carrying?
He was complaining about the weight of his load. She said, what? I don't know what you're complaining about. For fuck's sake!
The cards are bent! And they're springy.
Goddamn! Only if you've got an IQ of fucking 4.
She said, I don't know what you're complaining about because you gave me one of your parcels. If I would have twice as many as you if I gave you just one of mine. We would have equal loads. How many parcels were each carrying?
I would have or I do have twice as many? You said I would have twice as many. If I gave you one of mine, we would have equal loads. That doesn't make sense.
I would have twice as many as you, and if I...
And if. Yeah, there you go.
And if I gave you just one of mine, we would have...
You forgot
even,
and.
Yeah, we would have even loads. How many parcels were each carrying?
Before the handoff or after?
Before. I think.
Three? I don't know.
I don't know. Mrs. Payload would be carrying 7 parcels and Mr. Payload was carrying 5.
And so it was before the handoff. Okay. Anyway, I took the laughing point.
Yeah, go with that one.
Yeah, you fucking greasy bastard. Oh, thank fuck. Name one 8-letter word. Oh, God. Name one 8-letter word that has KST in the middle, in the beginning, and at the end.
What? That has KST.
Yeah, KST in the middle, in the beginning, and the end. Name one 8-letter word that has KST in the middle, in the beginning, and at the end.
Dude, I barely know my fucking alphabet, and you're asking me for this? Come on. Nope, not even a joke.
Oh, that's okay.
Fuck you!
Alright.
I don't know. I can't think of anything funny for that. And I can't think of the right answer. I don't know. What was the answer?
What a fucking bunch of shit.
I gotta take an L on this.
Yeah. Okay. Name one 8-letter word that has KST in the middle, in the beginning, and at the end. Okay?
Yeah. Is it KST?
The word is inkstand. It has in at the beginning, KST at the in the middle, and at the end. I-N in, KST in the middle, and at the end. Inkstand. I want to play this game with 4,000 people. If somebody fucking gets that and doesn't cheat, I'll blow him under the table.
That's a mighty...
That confident in it.
That's
yes.
A mighty big commitment.
I'm pretty confident that no one's getting that shit.
I'm going to try your fucking...
It's not been working out.
Oh, Jesus. How high would you have to count? Would you... What? Fuck. How high would you have to count before you would use the letter A in the English language spelling of a whole number?
I would assume you'd be pretty fucking high for that. Throwing and A's and shit into your counting? It's actually 101. 101 A. You put the A there. 101. I don't know if that's the answer. Probably isn't, but makes sense to me.
You son of a bitch!
Is it right? That can't be right, is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm nasty!
Yeah. I was like, I'm not letting him get the chuckle point.
You'd have to be pretty fucking high.
101. As soon as I heard it, I was like... Fucker!
Is that really the answer, though?
Yeah. Because it would be silly to say 99.
You motherfucker, it's not correct.
101?
You would have to count to 1,000. If you answered 101, it's incorrect. The number 101 should be spelled 101. It is as technically incorrect to say 99. I was wrong.
Fuck, I'm sorry, bud.
I feel like I should take that anyway, because you fucked me pretty hard there.
I
can't undraw that, so just remind me not to give myself the next point I get.
Okay.
I shouldn't have looked at it. Fuck! Did it say spell? Spelling. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, okay. Go for it.
I just did that one.
For fuck's sake. Jimmy?
God damn it, Rick.
Every fucking time.
Why do you keep picking novels?
Mr. Torrey, the manager of a local finance company, was walking down the street when he found a $100 bill by the curb. Yoink. He picked it up, noted the serial number, and went home. Mrs. Torrey told her husband that they owed the liquor store $100, so he gave the bill to his wife to pay the liquor store. The owner of the liquor store owed the butcher $100, so he gave the bill to the butcher, who then went to the farmer and purchased the land with the $100. The farmer remembered he owed the finance company $100, so he took the same bill to pay his debt. Upon careful examination, Mr. Torrey discovered that the bill was counterfeit. By this time, the bill, $100 bill, had paid $400 in debt. Which transactions turn sour, and who loses what?
Fuck everyone else. The man had it made.
Which man? But he works for the finance company. He's the manager there. He just got rammed.
Man, that's a fucking problem.
It is. He owns it. He's the fucking manager there.
No.
No. Do you want to take a stab at this?
I feel
like you shouldn't.
No, I don't want to take a stab at that.
Fucking gave it to her husband who fucking paid the liquor store. By the way, Mr. Torrey, bit of a fucking lush. He owed the liquor store $100. He had to fucking go pay his liquor tab.
Jesus!
Since the identical counterfeit bill can be traced through all the transactions, they're all invalid. Therefore, everybody stands in relation to the respective debt as they were before Mr. Torrey found the counterfeit bill. That being the case, the farmer is entitled to his lamb or $100. Yeah, because he kind of got fucked on that deal.
A pair of twins is how many people?
Four. I just gave you the right answer there. Depends, are they conjoined? Yeah! Alright.
Two.
They're conjoined, I knew it.
No, the singular, a twin is one person. A pair of twins is like a pair of shoes. One pair can...
Oh, yeah! One's fucking useless! What, you got a peg leg? Fuck off. Give me this.
You already got the point.
I know.
I know. Oh, Jesus.
Look, ass paper. The Soul Ace Hotel was holding its first birthday party, and all 8 of the regular customers, pretty shit turnout, were invited. The proprietor ordered a cake and cut it into 4 slices, and he expected only half of those invited to attend. Much to her dismay, all those invited did indeed attend, which meant she needed an 8-slice cake, even though the cake was already divided into 4 pieces. With just one cut, she made it into 8 equal parts. How did she do this? You're supposed to make me laugh, don't forget. I did last time.
With one quick slice, she had everyone line up and just right across the neck for 4 of them. Now she only needed 4 pieces of cake. That was a little juggle.
Yeah. Classic. That's a good one.
But in similar stance, she just took the cake and ran it right through the middle. Now they got 4. One got more icing than the other.
What? Yeah, look. Really? Yeah, these people down here are getting fucking rammed. No top icing on my cake? I'd be fucking pissed. Glad I showed up at your shitty party with your fucking 8 customers, you bitch. Fucking stinged me. I only came here for the fucking cake and you just stinged me on my icing. Alright, we don't have time for a lot more here. Give me one.
I took 2. I'm gonna put that one right there just because that's a oopsie doozies. Okay.
Just like my last pregnancy.
What? Like what?
Just like my last pregnancy.
Alright. After the new canon law. What? After the. New canon law that took effect on November 27, 1983, would a Roman Catholic man be allowed to marry his widow's sister? I'm not fucking you. This is...
Okay, what's the question?
After the new canon law took effect on November 27, 1983, would...
The circus had to get a new clown. Okay. He had to marry his widowed sister. All right.
Would a Roman...
Whoa, his sister?
Would a Roman Catholic man be allowed to marry his widow's sister?
His widow's sister, okay.
What's the question?
Would a Roman Catholic
would. I thought it was only after. Would a... I don't fucking know, G. No. He wouldn't. You know why? Because it's not right.
Ain't that the truth?
Is it correct answer?
Yeah, correct answer yes! is no. But it's because... And I figured this out when I read it.
It didn't say why.
No, it did. Right here. Never. Right here.
No, I mean, it didn't say and tell me why. It just said, would he be able to? I said no.
Oh, yeah. This would not be an option for the man because he would be dead.
Classic. You know why? Because it's not right.
No, it wouldn't be.
All right. I'm going to give you... I won. I have 3 blocks away, but we don't have time to finish. So I'm gonna I'll give you one more.
All right. Either way, you won. You're just trying to even out the spread.
Oh, God. I almost want to give you a shot at this one. All right. Can you translate the following? YYURYYUBICURYY4ME. Yet you a rectum.
You're currying me. I don't know.
You might as well try to make me laugh.
You know what, though? What's really sad? Right now, I'm in the same category as someone else who wore sweatpants for their whole entire life. Because I don't even think they would be able to get this. The same set of sweatpants.
Yikes, motherfucker. You ready? Look at this. Okay, look at it as I say this, okay?
No, because it's fucking dark there. Turn it over.
Ready?
Yep.
Too wise you are. Too wise you be. I see you are. Too wise for me.
What is that, fucking Jar Jar Binks?
Wouldn't that be Yoda?
Whatever.
Pull that fucking Star Wars. You had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points, where I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 points.
You doubled me.
Tripled you, too.
Only in your dreams.
I dream about tripling you?
Yeah, every night.
You think I dream about tripling you every night?
You don't?
No.
Fucking rude.
How dare you? I've been working on myself, too. All right, ladies and gents. Those questions, a little bit more fucky than I thought they'd be. Can't lie.
We learned a couple things. One, whoever made these games...
I want to know what fucking year this game was made.
What were they smoking? And two...
After the canon law, Circus had to get a new clown.
And never trust your high school teacher.
Oh, boy! All right. That's it for this week. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you come back next week. If you want us to try this with a different game, I was thinking of a Trivial Pursuit sometime in the future. Something like that. Maybe we have an actual game or something like that. Whatever you guys want to see, let us know. If you guys have any other ideas, make sure you let us know those too, because we definitely take your guys' suggestions into account. I know we are past 6,000 plays now. We've reached a lot of accounts last month due to the Chainsaw Man picture. So if you're new here, we really appreciate you stopping by and checking us out. Please go back and check out some of our other episodes. Personal recommendations. If you had a personal recommendation for an episode for someone to check out, which would it be? Mine would be any of the customer complaint calls episodes.
I would actually recommend one of our first ones, which was the torture device.
Yeah, but the quality wasn't good on those.
The quality wasn't good, but the laughs were...
Yeah. Yeah, I think any of our customer complaint calls, any of our would you rathers, or any of our what did you says. Or World's Worst Criminals.
Those were also
some pretty good episodes, personally, I think, anyway. So, if you guys want to go back and check those out, we'd greatly appreciate it. If you guys want to keep up with what we're doing, could be anything to do with my figures, could be anything to do with something going on with the captain, could be anything to do with a lot of stuff to do with the podcast, of course. You can just head on over to our Instagram. That's the best place to keep up with us. You can send us a message over there. We'll get back to everybody. If you don't have Instagram and you want to send us a message anyway, you can shoot us an email, just intertwinedminds94@gmail.com. We get back to everybody in the soonest possible fashion that we can. We love and appreciate all you guys who send us messages and stop by for a listen and a laugh every now and again, or every week especially. So thank you guys very much. We appreciate all of you. We love you, and we hope to see you back here next week. And until then, we're your hosts, Skip.
And I'm Captain. Tune in next week when I discuss world leadership with Kim Jong-un.